Welcome back to Building the Bakken, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Next, we hear from Lynn Helms, Executive Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources.
I talked about a lot of the efficiencies that that industry has built into the system now, and some concerns about whether they're going to be able to make those permanent. And you saw that the drilling costs are down 30%, op costs down 30%. The big red flag there is, can they get the workforce back that they're going to need at those lower prices? Or are they going to have to give back a significant amount of those day rate savings and those drilling rig savings in order to attract the roughnecks and the truck drivers back that they need? So I think there's going to be some erosion of those efficiencies as they try to ramp back up in the 2019-2020 timeframe. Of course, that all depends on what the economy is doing around the rest of the country, but I really think it's going to be difficult for them to hold on to those efficiencies as they try to ramp activity back up in the face of trying to attract a good workforce back to the oil patch in North Dakota. We're pushing really hard for the local communities to make sure that we don't run into another housing crunch or another transportation crunch that makes, you know, adds to that problem of getting workforce back here. It'd be a whole lot easier if there's an apartment waiting for them or a crew camp room or something like that, and we don't have to start all over in that area. So we're concerned that the downturn lasts long enough that inertia sets in and the local communities spend their surge funding and then stop working, because everybody is confident it's coming back. Nobody knows exactly when and how, but everybody's confident it's coming back. We're going to need every one of those apartments and hotel rooms and bypasses and bridges and all of that stuff out there. So we can't stop building or we'll be behind the curve again.
To listen to the full-length interview with Lynn Helms, Executive Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. And now a time for another barbecue tip from the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue.
All right, what's your name and what company are you cooking for today?
Dennis Jarrett. I cook with Steffes Corporation.
Now, are you employed with Steffes or are you a ringer like all these other guys I'm finding out?
No, I work for Steffes.
Okay, I just did a story on Steffes about their water heaters, which PMJ has in their lobby, and so you guys are kind of revolutionizing some of the smart heaters and that sort of thing. So kudos to you guys there by being innovative in this energy world. So let's talk a little bit about smoking and cooking barbecue. So what are we cooking today?
Well, today we cooked pork butt and then pulled it. It's a pulled pork, and then we did baby back ribs.
Well, you did both. So let's start with the pork butt. Give me time and marinades and rubs and just kind of, you know, the process, what went into it.
I start with an injection, then it sits overnight, and then right before it goes on the fire, we'll put our dry rub on. And I cook it today, since we're limited on time, and I didn't feel like cooking overnight on there, we cooked it about 300 for 4 to 4.5 hours, really up to an internal temperature of about 135, 140 degrees. Then we'll pull it and wrap it for 3 to 4 hours at 300, just to finish it, and then it goes into a cooler to rest for a couple hours.
If you didn't have a time restraint, how long would the process normally take, do you think?
Typically, a pork butt that's about 7-8 pounds, you're looking at 14 hours on a regular, slow, low cook at 200 to 225.
How about the ribs? Talk to me about the process with the ribs.
Well, with the ribs, I always start with a mustard rub and let that sit. Let it sit in mustard overnight. You know, just a nice layer of mustard on top of it. Then the next, when we're ready to cook them, we'll of course put some dry rub on it. And it'll go in at about 250 for roughly 2 hours. Most of the time I do it by feel. I'll pick up the rack and how does it feel, if it's ready or not. Then we'll pull it and wrap it. And the whole time that's cooking in the smoke, we're also spritzing it about every 20 minutes, half hour with apple juice. Keep the moisture in. And after it's been on a couple hours, we'll pull it out, wrap it, put it back on the heat for a couple more hours, and then pull it and put it in the cooler to rest for at least an hour.
How about when it comes to either having a pan of water in there to kind of help with the steam and keep it moist? And also, do you use any kind of hickory or charcoal or pecan or anything?
Well, today I'm using a combination of apple and pecan. And on the pork butts, we did a little bit of hickory. Just pretty much one smoke round till it started burning out of hickory. I like the flavors of apple and pecan. Apple adds a little bit of sweetness in the smoke, and pecan's kind of a really mild, mellow smoke. And I think it just adds good. All the ribs we did today were strictly on pecan.
Okay.
And forget what the rest of the question
was. The water pan.
Oh, the water pan? This round, I actually didn't do any water pan because we added supplemental moisture by spritzing with apple juice on there. Typically, on a long, long smoke, I will have an extra water pan just to keep the moisture in there, because a lot of times if you're running a propane smoker or something like that, you're not checking it all that often. So you need something that's going to keep that moisture going in there.
All right, how about for tips for any young or old aspiring pit masters? What would be your advice for them?
You know, go read stuff on the internet. The internet's full of all sorts of tips and tricks, really. Or come to something like this and just talk to people. I'm always willing to share information on how to do it. I won't give you my rub recipe, I won't give you my barbecue sauce recipe, but I'll tell you how to cook it. You know, because there is an amount, a level of art to cooking something in a field. And that's, you gotta get out and do it. I think anybody can smoke. There's all sorts of smokers out there. You've got a variety, we've got a variety here. We've got propane smokers, and then we've got stick burners, charcoal and wood, which is my preference, except it takes more attention. Mm-hmm. I also have an electric smoker at home that I use at least once a week. That's for the quick, throw it in there, go away for a while. You know, and anybody can do it. There's a smoker out there for anybody. Just don't be afraid to try if you like barbecue.
What's your favorite thing to barbecue?
Pork loin.
Pork loin.
I'll say it, an amazing pork loin. Just, I have found that's the meat that I cook the best, and I don't do it here. I also like brisket though too. I really love to do brisket, but that's an 18-hour cook. I refuse to try to go fast with a brisket.
You mentioned you make your own barbecue sauce. What style would that be? Is it a vinegar base? Is it a sweet? Is it spicy?
My preference, personal preference, is a vinegar-based barbecue sauce. So that's my recipe, is vinegar-based. I made one today that was kind of an experiment that's actually really sweet. It's got apricots in it.
Oh, okay.
And it's real sweet and not really zesty in there, but the only thing I can think of that people could relate it to would be like sweet and sour sauce, but more on the sweet than on the sour.
Okay. That's it, man. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.